Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, December 16th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, holiday gifts to keep your loved ones safe and secure, and how to conduct a proper credit checkup. With all the data breaches and hacks that are taking place, protecting our cyber identity is becoming top of mind for many consumers. MarketWatch reporter Priya Nand has compiled a list of various products you can get loved ones to protect themselves, and number one on the list is a new line of products from Norton Antivirus that work on all of your devices.
You can have it on your phone, you can have it on your computers, you can make it a family account, and they're running a holiday promotion so you can get it cheaper than the normal $80 price.
There are also wearable authentication devices like the NIMBY band, which uses your cardiac rhythm to unlock devices for you while securing them against unauthorized users.
You can sync it with your different devices, so when you're approaching your computer, it'll automatically unlock for you. You don't have to put in that password or your door or your car door or your garage. You can sync it with a whole host of different devices.
With digital snooping now easier than ever before, you may want to look into a smartphone like the $629 Black Phone, which puts an extra layer of encryption between prying eyes and your information. Too expensive? Well, there are smartphone bags that physically block eavesdroppers and hackers for just a couple of bucks. And with even the White House apparently susceptible to unwanted intrusion, Anand says a home security system is never a bad idea.
ConsumerAffairs.com and a lot of other consumer review websites show you different options that you can go for. And some of them range as low as, you know, $20-something a month.
As we continue, preparing for a credit checkup.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Before you apply for a car loan, personal loan, or home loan, you want to make sure your credit is in tip-top shape. Michael Schreiber of Credit.com has some tips for preparing for a credit checkup.
There are three steps that can help you ensure your credit profile looks as good as it can and isn't being dragged down by inaccurate information before you apply for a loan. Start by visiting annualcreditreport.com to get a free copy of your credit report from each of the three national credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Check to make sure you recognize the accounts on each copy of your credit report. A mix-up could result in someone else's loan appearing on your report, which could hurt your chances of being approved for a loan. If you find mistakes, dispute them. You want your credit profile to be error-free before the potential lender runs a credit check. Second, check your credit scores. Many credit card companies and other financial institutions are starting to offer credit scores for free every month to cardholders. You have to know where your credit scores stand so you can make a plan, if you need to improve them. Requesting your own credit report or credit scores does not hurt your credit, but hard inquiries, the term for when a lender checks your credit report, could ding your score a bit. Lastly, do the work. The best way to improve your credit scores is to pay your bills on time. That's because payment history is the largest factor in your credit score. So plan to pay your credit card accounts on time each and every month and stick with it. I'm Mike Schreiber with Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.